And this week's honoree is part of a team of professionals whose job is to kill breast cancer. But the West Philly native uses her personal power to raise awareness.
If she can just help to save one life, she's actually living her purpose.
That's Nicole Surrett. She met this week's good soul, Dr. Nia Imani Bailey, while working at a hospital in Delaware.
There was just something about her, even in her introduction, that just drew me to her.
Nicole is a 12-year cancer thriver turned breast cancer advocate. And Nia's job is to kill cancer, literally. But her mission is so much more.
She's administering those rays, but trust me, she is such a strong and powerful ray of light.
As a radiation therapist, I treat the primary site of a cancer patient.
At 31, Nia Bailey has a PhD and has been working in radiation oncology her entire career. But while doing her job, she noticed a trend.
I would see so many young women be diagnosed with breast cancer, and I'm like, what's going on?
Women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and some were dying.
One of the youngest women that I met, she looked just like me. She had fox braids like me, you know, a gold anklet. We both like Meek Mill. And she passed away at 24 years old.
And when a patient turned friend named Jacqueline died at age 34, Nia, whose name means purpose, realized that she had found hers.
I just couldn't let their deaths go be in vain. And it's almost like I always think about it just all the time.
The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force recommends that women get breast cancer screenings beginning at age 40. A decade ago, that recommendation was 50. And Nia realized that many younger women like herself believe that they are safe from breast cancer.
I feel like we don't know that we can get breast cancer, and there's preventative ways as well.
So Nia, who loves films, decided to create a documentary to raise awareness. And that's where A Letter to My Sisters, a breast cancer documentary for young women, was born. In the film, Nia interviews three diverse young women, all diagnosed with breast cancer. One of the women is Jennifer Barron, diagnosed at age 29.
My journey started in July of 2017. I found a lump while I was in the shower.
Her story is crazy. It went from that. She had a 12-centimeter mass in her lung. She had a 6-centimeter mass in her brain.
She also spoke with Brenda Durante.
And she tells her story of not thinking that she could get breast cancer. She said, I'm Mexican. Mexican women don't get breast cancer.
And Linda Mitchell, a young single mom who had to learn to focus a bit of her attention on herself.
In a way, she feels like it made her a better mom. So I really wanted to show the world that it doesn't matter your skin color, your language, how much money you make, nothing like that. They all became a part of a group that they did not want the membership to.
Nia and her partner, Jessica Savage Jones, show the film all across the region, educating young women about breast cancer prevention.
So somebody who's 24 years old is not too young for cancer.
Nia expanded her work, focusing her PhD dissertation on the experiences of dozens of breast cancer patients under 40.
So the whole point of my dissertation was to start that conversation and push the envelope.
As a breast cancer advocate, Nia pushes prevention, genetic testing, and encourages women to speak up.
You know your body better than anybody.
She also educates women about clinical trials and encourages them to learn their family history. But this drive to help women prevent and overcome breast cancer began when she was just 15, the year her dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Well, I had to get into the same field that, you know, helped him.
Her dad won his battle, but Nia watched family friends and her grandmother battle cancer and decided she wanted to be one of the people who killed it. And radiation oncology just felt right. Fast forward, and Nia volunteers at numerous breast cancer organizations and even runs her own nonprofit, Agape Finding Your Purpose, Incorporating Your Faith. That's why Nicole says Nia is a good soul.
She just gives from her heart.
And Nia says she's just getting started.
I feel like there's more work to be done.
Dr. Nia Imani Bailey is holding a screening of her documentary at the Philadelphia Museum of Art on October 7th. For more information, check out her website at DrNiaAmaniBailey.com. If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.